Bless the goddess. God bless you. Bless the goddess.
Are we really?
We are live. Hey, everyone. I don't go live on this page often. I don't think I ever have. So, congratulations. You're the first.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
So, as you know, your girl Amira, we're here with the Amira Show. Regular content to be getting started this week, actually, and then regular shows to be getting started next month. So this is definitely some special shit.
I'm so excited.
Of course. I have with me Asha Murray, and we've actually been connected for a minute now. Yeah, like going on 3 years.
Right.
The virtual connections matter just as much as impersonal ones.
They do.
Right. With that, she's been here in good old Louisville, Kentucky.
Good old Louisville!
Which also was like a holy shit moment because we met out in L.A.
Yes, we did.
And then, I came out
and
here.
Aligned, and I was just like,
she was like, okay, I got my feelings in Louisville.
All my people.
I be in Louisville all the time. It's like, what?
I just love how it's not Louisville, because being that my dad left and made babies in L.A., it was like, oh, we're going to Kentucky, we're going to Kentucky. And then my cousins are just like, no, Louisville. And you have to say it like it's one word. Louisville!
Louisville. That's true, because Louisville and Kentucky are two different situations. There's Kentucky and there's Louisville. Mm. And I promise you, when I first heard of Louisville, I really thought it was like Louisville. Or Louisville.
Louisville.
I think I was thinking Louisville.
I've done Louisville as well.
I was like,
well,
that makes sense. And I'm from Texas. So to me, it makes sense.
Everything is better in Texas.
And
things
bigger.
Come out of Texas, y'all.
So, since I finally got you on the show now, and not cheers to you.
You're still an empowered, just boss-ass, motherfucking, transformational, evolution, just base, just black business, just creative, curative genius, just, it's an honor to be in your
My
family.
Heart!
Cheers.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Before we get officially started, I just want to creep on myself just to make sure that we hear me. I didn't think to do this until just now.
Creep on myself. I love
because
it.
I have my microphone attached and, you know, to hopefully give us more something. Hold up. Oh, people are on here. So that means you hear us. Yes. I'm going to creep on myself. I won't be able to look at the comments much, but I do see my peoples out here, my Breeway peoples.
Go on.
Texas.
Okay, where in Texas? Houston.
Military. So
military. Got
so
you.
Like Killeen Fort Hood.
Mm, come on and tell me something I ain't never heard before.
Nowhere super exciting. So while you roll the tree, please share with our viewers and listeners.
Yes.
Why you're in Kentucky?
Yes. So what's up?
We're skipping to that, and then we're gonna go back to now. Tell us about yourself.
Right. Okay. Got you. Perfect. I love a good Star Wars vibe where it's like, give me 4, 5, and 6, and then go back and give me 1, 2, 3. Yes. So, but I'm here to definitely to visit family. So my dad's from here. My mom's from Los Angeles. So my dad has a gigantic family. My mom not necessarily. So you know, we grew up like just coming back and forth to visit.
Right.
You know, the tickets are still expensive, especially for
a family of four.
So, exactly. So, over the span of, 15 years, we probably only were able to make 2 or 3. But, I just had this, yearning inside of me to connect with that side of family, especially when I started to, get younger relatives. Now I have 4 nieces, you know?
So,
it's, being an empowered woman myself, it's something that I'm inspired to do, you know?
Right.
To connect with them. But outside of that, you know, visit my granny and things like that. And I'm always inspired to be creative and work. And the last thing I'll say is the energy. You know, for me, I prefer the open space, the grassy greenery, the fresh air, the not 60 minutes of traffic to go 3 miles.
Listen, I don't miss that.
I don't miss it
at all.
So just taking this opportunity to spend a third of what I would spend in Los Angeles to have the space and be creative about it.
Right. That's dope. And I'm glad that's out here, especially where your family is. And like, Louisville's a very creative city too.
Right.
Despite of all the bullshit that's happening these days, Louisville is still a very creative city full of creative masterminds and people all across the spectrum with talents and hobbies and things.
Right.
So it's just, Louisville's still dope.
Right. It is. It hell is. Before I do this, is it fine with a spliff? Are you fine with that? Do you prefer not to have a spliff?
I'm fine with a spliff, but I also don't know what a spliff is. So surprise
me.
I
love a person that is just open as a tri. Would you say you're a trisexual? Would you try anything that I am? Well, it's just just with a little bit of like. I mean, it's basically the same mechanics of a blunt.
Because, okay. Like,
the tobacco is the blunt, the Swisher, the Dutch, the wood, and we're putting the good green cannabis Mama Ganja in there. But instead, I infuse it in there as I would infuse, like, maybe rose petals or
Damiana.
It just gives me that kick in my chest as well as, like, you know, the tobacco ceremony vibes. But
do it. Whatever the fuck you said. And if you want to throw a rose petal in there too, be my guest.
Got you.
That's dope.
You're the sweetest.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Asti and I'm from Los Angeles, born and raised, South Bay for sure. Like, I'm from Paramount. So that's the city that I'm putting on the map. But a lot of people don't necessarily know, like, about Paramount. So I say, like, 562 is, like, relative to Compton, you know, right on top of Long Beach. Like, so,
I remember. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you remember? I'm curious.
Where Paramount is. That's pretty
Yes!
Because I lived in Long Beach.
Okay!
Yeah.
So you know about the 710 freeway. Yeah.
I was in L.A. first and then moved to Long Beach because it was, like, cheaper by, like, $100. I'm just playing.
Definitely. Right.
It was cheaper.
Right.
By something. Anything was needed.
Exactly. And I'd rather Long Beach than downtown L.A. any day.
Long Beach has so much more culture.
Yes.
I don't want to say history, but history I care about or cared about then.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was fun. It was nice there.
Right. So, you know, and my title is singer-songwriter, producer, you know, I'm moving to a space where I'm offering more things like just in artist development, but, you know, the core of my passion is to make music, you know, but, you know, just in the environment that we're coming up in now, it's about, like, how can you really monetize your craft more so than the Master P days of selling it out the back of you know what I'm saying, of your
car.
So it's like, you know, working on monetizing my craft, but singer, songwriter, producer. I've been doing music independently, I'd like to say, from maybe 2015. I bought my first studio. Since then, just been recording myself, you know, and you know, I attempted to work in different studios and things, but as a young Black woman, you know, it was kind of
your own space.
I need my own. You do.
Your own space.
Especially with, like, people, with folks that try to, you know, take advantage, or they try to, you know, it's just like, there's a reason why there's been a call to action to protect Black women. It's really fucking hard out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you trying to be a go-getter and you trying to pull up to the studio from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. to get your EP ready, and you paying somebody, you know, that don't have your best interest at heart. I'm like, no. Fuck that. I'm going to do this shit myself.
Exactly.
So, you know.
That's kind of the same here, like with the Amira show.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get started at Long Beach City College.
Okay.
And was on the dial there, and it was fun, but I wanted to be more myself and also be mobile.
Right.
So I got my own shit, and I learned what I could, took what I learned from the station, brought it to my own platform, and... yeah, completely self-sufficient. I take my own pictures, write my own articles. Again, like
look
I mentioned earlier,
look
my website
it.
Is like a portfolio for whoever the fuck
literally
wants me.
All it takes is one. Shit,
know.
And it might be you blowing up on your own
It
merits.
Might be. That's what I'm waiting for. Shout out to Wave FM, though, because they
Shout
did just
Wave
pick
FM.
Me up.
I saw that. Congrats.
Yes, thank you.
Woo!
Black owned is gonna
black
be
black owned.
It's gonna be lit. I did create a new show for the station so I could keep my Friday show. So
you're going the fuck
another
up.
Show and like details for those to come soon. And I wanted to tell you before we went on air, but you definitely got to come on.
I
think you're definitely gonna love the I think you're definitely gonna love the topic.
Yes, I'm sure I am.
So
rolling up a little small little thing.
So you got your you got your studio. And again, like, I'm so happy about that. I had my own space before COVID hit. Well, COVID actually took us out of the game. But I'm so happy that you have your own space because, like, you're able to create your own vibes and sometimes really just become, like, yourself.
Ask for consent. Is it fine if I touch you?
Yes, you can. It's just so dope.
It's all about the vibe, for real. For real.
You get to, you just, it's your own thing. You don't gotta wait on nobody, depend on nobody to create your version.
And I know you can relate to that, like you said.
So, I just...
What's been your journey with, like, how does one start their own show? Like, what are the basics? Like, for me, I have to get the studio equipment and make sure that whatever space I'm in is good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, go into the legal things with, like, the music and the copyright. Like, how does one create their own radio show on your end?
So...
Like, what does that look like?
What I did was... So... It's so easy. Like, it's so much easier these days to create your own platform like that. So, luckily, I was able to start in a radio station. And my main goal is to keep... Not, I won't say keep radio alive, but keep the live broadcast alive.
Right!
Because I love the raw shit.
Come on, raw
very
shit.
Much. And there's nothing wrong with the podcast, but a lot of people are starting podcasts. And those are pretty simple to, if you just get the correct platform. So, like, I use Spreaker. I learned about Spreaker through another show that I worked with. They have options on there where you can broadcast live or record. So if you just look for a good platform, of course you're gonna have to invest in yourself. Don't
Come
take
on.
The whole free
you gotta invest in yourself
platform
now.
Or the free shit. Like, go ahead and pay the $20 so you can get more space and more shit going on. And then you don't have to, and this is what I learned too, you don't have to start out like booming, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a learning process.
It's a learning process.
I started with this very microphone. That was it. I had it plugged into my laptop, and it would literally be like four of us trying to talk on the microphone. Like, I have it to the setting where it takes surround sound, which kind of was weird because it messed up the quality, but it was something. It was a start. And then... working enough, you know, you're able to invest and get a few more things, but you can start small. And there's some people they don't even have a mic,
right?
They just
and
use
you the built sound yourself all the way up to now doing what?
Right, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
So you can start, y'all. You can record through Anchor.
Come on, Anchor.
Anchor.fm, or you can go get Spreaker and record that way. So yeah. And then I would definitely also say get involved with anyone who does have a podcast or any type of radio station around, because then you can learn a little bit more in depth when it comes to like FCC guidelines and crap like that, which is why I ran away from the station, because I want to be able to cuss.
To say whatever the fuck you
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
In your freedom. Hi, Casey. Exactly. That's beautiful. And that's honestly, I've run into so many people that just even like have great ideas and they're just like, I see within them, because I have a passion for content creation too. I want to do some shit behind the camera. And I see things, give me one second, I see things in them to where I'm like, hey,
you should do a podcast. Like the homie MK. She get on her Instagram story and just go off. Yes. And I'm just like, people need to hear you. And my ears are my antennas. And like, I just love to listen to guided conversation. Like, I'm a super geek in that regard. And like, so I can tell when somebody has something in their throat chakra that's coming up there. I'm just like, yo, you could monetize the fuck out of that. You know? So like, it's just very important. Like, your journey. And so just thank you for the example that you set. Right. And them doors that you fucking kick down.
Exactly.
And the type of content that you pioneer, because I see it out here and it's lit.
I always, it was, the show was really like, the show really taught me a lot about myself in some weird ways in terms of like accepting myself. So originally I was using the platform to like, prove, like, so basically, I thought this all the way through, shout out to therapy, but basically, the show stands for everything I stand for and everything that I identify with. That's the empowerment of women, the LGBT plus community,
yes,
sex.
Woo! We gonna have a good old conversation.
So, and I always had to like be like, this is important. Like, right. People need this platform, or right. You know, like this.
Right.
This is needed. And right. In turn, learning through therapy,
right.
It was the insecurity of me coming up thinking that I'm not valid to people or wanted fully, and only here and there and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Then flip it again, bitch. Then learn that I'm actually using this show to, I'm actually projecting through the show and actually trying to convince myself that I'm valid. What type of layers is this?
How many layers are there? How many?
What type of shit? I was just like,
shout out to therapy and thank you for being on the front lines about it. Like, because it's necessary.
This shit is necessary. It's so important, y'all. And y'all just will not know it. Like, when you think you got it, you probably almost there. Like, I thought I was almost there. And people back two more layers. I'm like, oh, this is really a reaction of me trying to accept me.
Deep.
And because I'm a fucking Sagittarius, I have to do it in the most dramatic way.
Come on, Sag. And what's the moon sign? Do you feel like sharing with us, or is that for the OnlyFans folks only?
So I am. When I last saw it said Capricorn. I don't believe it. So I need to try.
Are you sure you don't believe it?
No, I need to try.
Did you have the time right in the place?
Probably not.
Okay.
My mom don't know when the fuck I was born, so I took a guesstimate.
Okay, right. I love a good guesstimate. I love a good guesstimate.
She was like, I don't know, maybe like 9:30 in the morning. I was like,
oh, well, let's plug in 9:30. Right.
They say, Mom, you're wrong.
Right. You're like, I'm not. There's no. Okay. I mean, let's say your moon sign is like what you, the mirror that you're, or the person that you're talking to at night when no one's around. The person that you, my moon sign's Taurus. I am very hard on myself. I like nice things, you know? I love hard. The passion is fucking undeniable. It's like I can't even find nobody to fuck with me on the long way, on the intimate way. And I, honestly, I'm over crying about it because I know I'm intense. I know that I'm intense, but I have settled into my artistry and my shadow sides as well, because that's a part of it. So, but you know, they said that the moon sign is, so are you like, do you don't align with the Capricornness at all anywhere?
I don't think I do. From what I read, I don't think so.
Okay, it's probably something else then.
Your intuition. I could also be like reading from a rose colored pair of glasses. I could definitely be, but I need to try again because my mom doesn't even know if that time is right. And I know the time is important.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna try it out.
We're gonna try it out, right?
Yeah. So has your music grown you as an individual? Kind of like how I described them.
Most definitely. I felt so aligned when you were telling me about your experience with radio and things. Can I interest you in a strawberry or orange?
I'll take a strawberry, yeah.
My goddess. It's important to serve the goddess.
Thank you.
You must honor the goddess at all times.
I love you so much.
The love is so mutual. But yeah, definitely. You know, it's something that is naturally in me. My dad is an artist. So my dad is a musician, singer. He still like does his artwork, but you know, he's more like doing his thing, running around as an independent artist in the 80s. Yeah. And around that time, it was just so different. Like, we have so much more access now, you know, with the ability to be like independent and doing things from our laptop. Right. What, no laptop for real?
True.
What, no motherfucking uploaded to DistroKid,
like, immediately. Know?
Right. It was let's just go to rehearsal and play as hard as we fucking can and try our best to get noticed, mm-hmm. as young black alternative musicians.
Right.
It, you know, it was damn near impossible. So unfortunately, you know, me too. We're gonna do our top five favorite alternative songs.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's always been in me, you know what I'm saying? I've always known. I can't remember not knowing that I didn't want to do music. But
Was nice.
Oh, let me do bop because I'm doing something. I love how it's connected.
Right?
But I identify with that process. Like, it was always just like, you know, I love to create, but the transmutation just became so prevalent. Mm-hmm. You know, I started to learn myself and learn how it was just so easy for me to express when I was in that moment and in that energy and in that feeling. And I always knew that I wanted to like dig deeper into my emotions and my mm-hmm. emotional intelligence and my feelings, but it's kind of like the way that the world is set up, it kind of steers you to not do that. You know what I'm saying? So it was like this energy was constantly like pulling me to this life. You know what I'm saying? And now, right, exactly. You know, and now I'm moving to a space where it's just like, it's really big on the transmutation. So, like, I'm taking life experiences that I go through, rough shit, tough shit that I go through, transmuting that, flipping that into a song that not only offers cathartic, not only is cathartic for me, but offers solace and unity to the rest of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
that's dope.
Yeah.
So those are the same things that inspire you as well?
Definitely.
I just cannot.
We're so aligned. Even when you were saying about Long Beach City College, I'm just like, I went there for 2 years.
Oh, for real?
We're just OD aligned.
We're just here, and I absolutely love this shit. So, with touching off or piggybacking off of you sharing your inspiration and the power behind your music, mm-hmm. Why do you think music plays such an important part in the lives of black people? Specifically.
Okay, let me sit with that. Yeah, that's a big question. I'm gonna get to you in just a second, Cherish. My little niece is standing right here. Let me answer this question, then I'll figure out what you need, okay? You wanna sit right there and wait for me? So, I think music is really important to black people for numerous reasons. The drum started in Africa. You know, the rhythm started.
Yeah.
At home, you know, and what I've learned through just through this last like year with one of my good friends, Kosi, is like they study West African dance. Oh. And back then that was the way that they would that's the way that they would communicate, you know.
Gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
Different rhythms stand for different things. That was the way that they would honor their royalty. You know, when the king was coming through, when the queen was coming through, there were certain rhythms that were played on the djembe. There were certain dances that were done to honor the moon. Sente is a dance that was done to honor the moon. And so, you know, just becoming more aware of that. But like, when we didn't have nothing, we had our voices.
Mm-hmm.
And something that my dad said to me when I was like 10 or 11 really stuck with me like my whole life, because it was the reason that you sing, the reason that the feeling comes upon you, within you, that kundalini rises and wants to come out your throat chakra and express, is because that's what your ancestors were feeling.
Yeah.
At a time when they couldn't do nothing else but holler out, oh Lord.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, at a time when I think it was Muhammad who would stand at the top of the mountain at 5 o'clock every morning, like on the east side, and like scream Allah, you know what I'm saying? Like sing that, and people would hear it across the lands. Like creativity and art is just something that is like so natural to us, and I think it's because we're creative people.
Yeah.
And we're constantly receiving a 9-ether channel from the divine and birthing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what it is. And
agreed.
We're constantly flipping. We're constantly transmuting. You know what I'm saying? Look at our conditions. Even if we want to just talk about, you know, the 400 plus years, you know, although there were, please don't get me twisted, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of years and hundreds of millennia where we reigned and dripped in gold forever.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we don't talk about enough.
So I have to get that disclaimer. But, you know, like, if we just want to even think about those years that our ancestors put that work in, like, for us to be receiving on the receiving end of so much bullshit and flip that into a culture that people still to this day appropriate the fuck out of.
Right, they want.
We can look at it.
They
want it so bad. We can look at it anywhere. You want a black woman's essence so bad. You want to talk like my auntie. You don't got no auntie in your family that talk like that.
Right.
You trying to talk like my auntie. Why are you doing that?
Why are you doing
you trying
that?
To pop shit like you got some culture inside of you. What are you really looking at?
Right.
What example are you really looking at? You know, so it's about the flip for me. It's the transmutation. And that's something that's just in us as black people. And so as I've delved more into myself as a black woman, into my yoni magic, you know, it's just the divine channel that wants to come and create. And I'll end with saying, you know, an affirmation came through my spirit like a couple months ago where it was like, I am but a channel of expression for the world. I'm but a channel. It's like my experiences are not even my own damn near. I could be wrong, I could be right, but
if they're not yours,
or you know, they're for me.
Whose are they?
Right. Who are they? Who do they belong to?
The simple question, whose are they then?
Right, you know, so I hope that answered the question.
Yes. Listen, thanks for diving in with that. And thank you for mentioning that way before enslavement of black people, whatever the story is, either we was taken or sold, whatever the story is,
right.
We was dripping.
Right.
Dripping and thriving.
Right.
Hallelujah. And we just don't talk about it enough. And I think we definitely need to, because people need to know, our black people need to know that we were.
Right.
And still are.
Right.
Kings and queens.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fuck all that self-hatred.
Right.
Fuck all that self-hatred. What Beyonce say? I like my Negro nose in Jackson 5. Nice.
You know what?
My baby hair with baby hair and afro.
It had me thinking about when, like, Beyonce didn't comb Blue's hair.
Woo!
And I will admit.
And the culture.
I will admit that. Uh-huh. Well, I never talked about Blue. I never talked about it, but I did in my mind. Was just like, all my friends was petty. It was like, ooh, she need to comb her hair. But in my head, I was like, yeah, she don't comb her hair. I don't think a lot of us understand, like, body autonomy. And because I've learned more and more about it, I'm just like, so how do we instill this into our culture? And the time to do so is when they're young. I mean, because when you think about it, we give them names, identities, we pierce their ears and shit. Like, we do all types of stuff.
We assign these things at birth.
Exactly. So, to me, I think now with a more clear mind and a more understanding mind of where Beyonce was when she made that decision and learning how fucked up our community is to look at Blue's nappy hair and be like,
disgusted.
Right.
And this is a child of, I would say maybe the two people that our culture for the most expects to act as a martyr. You know, when some shit is going on, we're hollering for Jay-Z because he's supposedly the closest to, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
he's one of the most successful. He's rubbed shoulders when he's having these conversations. He's moving this. He's making these $1 million deals. And, you know, we kind of put pressure on Beyonce and Jay-Z to handle shit. And it's like, in that same regard, some of our people really came for their child because their hair wasn't permed or relaxed.
It's like there's this, just like how there's this generalization of what a strong black woman looks like. Like, we do.
Woo! Strong!
We, like,
black woman.
Do this shit to ourselves. It's terrible. It's like we look to them to be like, yes, uplift and empower black people. And then at the same time, it's like, but not like that.
Love yourself, but not like that.
But not like that. Comb her hair.
Right. Love your body, but don't be offensive with it.
Exactly.
Because I'm offended by your titties, so don't have your titties out, man.
Exactly. It's just, it's too much policing in this world, and I don't even know where to begin, because it's like every little, like every tiny aspect in this world is like.
Literally.
I won't even say this world, because I feel like overseas, I mean,
right,
they're a little bit more free, maybe, over here. So
certain places, right. The Western world has a certain energy to it, certain ideas to it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Most definitely. Uh-huh. So I mentioned while you had to step off, take care of the children.
You know, I had to get the children together.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you create a single while you was out here.
I did.
And I do want to hear it.
I would love to play that for you.
So
I could possibly find the lighter while we play it.
Oh, perfect. That would be our intermission.
Perfect.
So as you pull that up. Mm-hmm. Can you explain? So when you sent it to me, it doesn't have a title.
Right. Because you got the OG straight from the laptop.
Which I loved. I was like, you heard it here first. Share some details about the song.
Like, and how, yeah, please. Of course. So it's called Time, and it's produced by Aram. And, you know, I like to do my own production for the most part, but it was very, very important to me to, like, experiment with other production as well, as I own my craft. And it's just, like, a power move for networking as well. Mm-hmm. And what I'll say also is, like, I am moving strategic with this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fine if you want to be the type of artist that, like, just makes music, make what you want to make, and, you know, whatever comes out of your heart, like, for the rest of your life, which is fine. But, you know, I'm at a place where I want to kind of get my feet wet in the business side of things and the marketing side of things. So I'm kind of moving forward strategic, mm-hmm. and I've been paying attention to what a lot of my consumers like, and what a lot of the people that I share similar markets with, what their consumers like. And, you know, it's kind of like I'm just in a testing ground right now. It takes a good 10 years, they say.
Listen, that's realistic.
Well, so I really listened to the song. I felt a vibe with it. I worked on it months ago. I worked on the first verse. And I was inspired to just, like, put something out while I was here.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, the one that aligned. So, yeah, it's called Time. It's produced by Aram. And I'm excited for it to come out.
I'm excited, too.
It'll be out in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, will?
We can all hit 1 RPM up. I mean, it'll be awesome. I was trying to get it to where it would drop today, but, you know.
As long as it drops, it's cool.
As long as it drops, it's cool.
I'm really excited about that, because you looking into the business side of things is going to bring you longevity. Exactly. And then you're definitely going to be able to use that skill set to, like, expand even more and get more complex and deep with your craft. I'm excited. I love that shit. And I think that we definitely need to learn that.
Thank
like,
you.
Definitely. Even if we hire someone to do that shit later, it's good to just kind of know.
You gotta have your eye on it.
Yeah.
Rihanna's accountant took like $30 billion from her or something, and she didn't know. Is she wanting and needing for $30 billion? No, because she's a trillionaire herself.
Right.
But still, give me that, because that's not yours.
Run me my motherfucking
money. Run me my money.
You stole from me. I don't care how much
you
need it.
A lot of artists get taken advantage of in that way, because they're not trying to look at the, you gotta at least look at the paperwork.
You gotta look at the paperwork. You know. Don't nobody look at the paperwork. I'm just playing. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. I don't read my lease all the way through. I'll be like, how long do I need to give you in advance to break my lease? Like, this pretty much.
Right. You know, it's different paperwork.
And then what am I responsible for in here in terms of, like, nail holes? That's pretty much all I should look at.
Right, exactly.
This shit I really feel applies.
Exactly. No, totally. I feel you. You know, the record companies, they just be off some other shit for real.
What? So, you know. It's all corrupt.
It is.
It's all corrupt.
It is.
It's all corrupt.
Tear.
Tear.
Drip.
Well, that's crazy that you've been working on this song for a minute, though.
Yeah, like, right. I mean, they just
did you get, like, writer's block?
No, also, what I do, like, how I work is I grab beats. Like, if I'm just like, hey, I just feel like vibing today, I'll grab a couple beats off, you know, whatever my preferred platform, throw them all in a session, and I'll just kind of go through and freestyle. I have the ability to, like, freestyle a song in full written form. Like, I can grab a chorus. Nice. I can grab a verse and just kind of get that out. But I kind of just like to be in flow with the music, because the music is coming from a divine channel. You know what I'm saying? So a song may necessarily want to come forward. Another song might want to be like, hey, I don't really want to come out, girl, until fall. You know? So I'm like, okay. So okay,
that's cool.
You know, I just kind of like to keep my arsenal stacked. You know, and so times like this, when I'm, like, traveling out, I could be like, okay, what are some songs that maybe I want to touch while I'm there? What's a spring vibe that I want to put out? So I'll just grab those and, like, you know, tap into it. And so it's really about the music, because it's like, yeah, I could sit, like, I could have sat that day and, like, wrote it fully, but I was like, you know what, let me wait on it, because something is coming up. I actually had it done and went back and redid the second verse.
I'm remembering now. Okay. Yeah,
so, you know.
Sometimes shit gets more fun like that.
It is.
It's kind of like with creative writing. Well, not completely like it. Like killing your darlings. Which I hate doing.
Killing your darlings.
Yeah. So for those who don't know, it just means like, so say I wrote out this scene or this sentence or, you know, something. Something. And like, either it's not flowing with the rest of your chapter, or it's kind of irrelevant, or you have a favorite character that you like, but in order to progress the story, they need to be killed off. So it's like killing those elements that you find yourself in love with. And it's a heartbreaker.
Information right now. Okay, that's cool. On the creative writing side of things.
Yeah.
Killing your darlings.
Killing your darlings. Remember that. Remember that.
Right. Remember that, y'all. Take y'all's notes, because niggas is helping you out today.
I'll quiz later. Goddamn.
Right. Killing your darlings means.
Well, I'm ready to hear your song. Cool. I definitely love the Willy Wonka play on it. Is that from Willy Wonka? I don't fucking know.
Oh! You know what? You know what was grabbing me? I think. And they have been Eric Bellinger, like, coming through. Because I just...
Imagination?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God! I think that's why I just love when people... So, that's the first thing I thought of. And I was like, I love it.
I'm so happy. Yeah, I was like... You know, I freestyle. So, there was, like, parts where I freestyle and, like, something like that came up. Because, you know, you just kind of want to move strategic. And I'm tapping into the ear. Truthfully, I'm a straight weirdo. And my top five artists include Hendrix, Prince, Beyonce, Bob Marley, and, like, Mahalia Jackson. So, what's to come out of me is, like, some alternative, like, R&B sound with, like, electric guitar. But, like, I'm tuning because I'm trying things and I'm moving strategic. So, I was just, like, people kind of, like... a familiar ear. They like a familiar sound.
That's true.
Something that draws them near and makes them feel comfortable and kind of makes them feel like, hey, I kind of know what this... So I thought it was a cool idea for like just like that little middle part. Or
that was great. That was perfect. I loved it. Immediately was like, resonate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Damn, you said something and I don't remember because I was going to mention it.
You said a lot of things. Like, after
I know.
This, I'd love to get into kind of talking about the autonomy over the body, because that...
At my last job, we did a whole session on it, and because one of the big bosses that was there, him and his team, was like entertaining the thought of only having students enroll. I was at a college, so only having students enroll who got vaccinated. And I was just kind of like, it's not very fair or
it's
inclusive.
Not very fair or inclusive. There are people who are not.
So to me, it's just like, we're coming into times where definitely I think the conversation needs to be brought back up in terms of you having control over your body, because there's going to be all types of people in your ear and in your face telling you what you need to do with your body. Like, you need to go get vaccinated and I'm not even saying the vaccine isn't necessary, but it's a process.
It's
like,
a process.
People
can
aren't
get a
real
year of studies because goddamn.
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Okay, the arms didn't fall off immediately, but
Right. Like, damn. How long have y'all had had this vaccine.
I'm just kind of like, you know? I'm not about to rush because, like, yeah. Listen, I'm fine. I keep myself safe.
Right.
I might still go to the club and be fucking up. But whatever. That's my business.
We do our best and we live our motherfucking lives.
And it just is what it is. I don't even, and again, it's no type of shame towards nobody or nothing. If you want to get vaccinated,
right.
Please go do so.
Yeah, please.
But don't be like a Bible thumper.
Don't be forcing it on folks.
And then same with you people who don't want to get vaccinated yet. Don't be a Bible thumper. Don't do all that shit because y'all are entitled to do whatever necessary, you know, for yourself.
All facts.
Like, goddamn.
All facts.
Okay, I'll stop talking. I'm ready when you
You're
are.
Literally the best. Listen to you talk for hours. Okay, we're going to get into time. Produced by Aaron. Know that I've been on my own for some time, but I'm here tonight and I'ma give you some time. Back in town now, slow it down. I know you've been waiting, 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 waiting for me. Open up your eyes and receive the light. Cause it's been like 16 months and I'm always your man. Told you that you ain't gotta wait no more. What have I said? I'm here on your doorstep. Open up, tugging on you, can't get enough. Cover you up, touching you up, scratching you up, boxing you rough. Oh Lord, yeah. We gon' need a Sunday service. After yes. All, can you clean me up?
Bops that people fuck with. That's all I ever wanted.
That makes sense though, because music lasts forever.
Literally. Like, we still listening to shit from way back.
Way back.
Right. That shit is truly tangible.
Classic songs.
Exactly, right.
Right. Like,
everyone wants a classic song.
If you say, love you is easy cause you're beautiful, everybody's gonna cry.
Everyone's gonna cry and chime the fuck in and be like, please stop.
Right. You know?
Everyone's gonna scream, my boo!
My boo! Whatever generation. Everybody's gonna scream, well, Drake solidified himself. For sure. I mean, you know? Everybody's gonna know. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby. If I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings. Some just want everything. But everything means nothing if I
cameras and people. I was like, do I point to my live? I don't know y'all motherfuckers. Do I point to hers? I don't know. It's easy
you
to
know.
Say it. It has to be you.
It actually has to be you. If I ain't got you.
Thank you again for sharing this song. It's just so
thank
dope.
So
remember
much.
Y'all, this shit's gonna drop on all platforms.
And it's happening. Probably by now. It's out now. Probably.
It's out. Yeah. Whatever. Screen record.
Screen record. Take it.
Get people excited. Like, who the fuck is this? And you're like, I don't know, some chick named Aston Marie. Where can we find her? Well, I don't know. Go to the Amira show and find out, because Aston Marie's going to plug herself. But not until you share the inspiration behind the song.
Ooh, okay. Okay. So,
right. I'm excited. And here, I'll give this to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I would love to always have an ounce to you, but you know, next time you stop by LA, I'll have your ounce ready.
Listen.
I'll have your ounce ready.
Way your name on nicer, it. Actually.
But I remember I freestyled the song when I was actually like staying with a friend. You know, and this friend and I, we shared a very intimate bond. It was never anything that had a label on it, but, and we went through a lot of things, but what I can say is that I was always inspired. Always inspired.
Always.
You know, and that's what kept the flame lit for as long as it could last before both of our passionate asses probably blew the house up. So, you gotta practice non-attachment and know when to move forward in a different direction.
Right.
But, you know, I was super inspired and just really in a space where my heart was super activated and, you know, it was just a beautiful experience. But I was tapping into some manifestation. Like, what does that feel like? What does that feel like when Summer Walker comes home to London on the track and she's been on tour for 3 months? What does that feel like when Beyonce finally gets off her 18-month stretch of, you know,
two-hour
16-hour-day rehearsals and fucking business shit and also breastfeeding? Like, what does that look like when she finally comes home? It's just like, I know that I've been gone for a minute, but let's tap in, because like, time is of the essence, but like, time isn't even real. You know, time is something that is so hard to get out of some folks, but it's like, honestly, the only thing I desire. You know what I'm saying? All I need is the moment, the space, you know, the present moment. So it's like, it was just really inspiring me, but really, that was like a freestyle. Like, I get on the track, that first verse is the same. I posted a freestyle. It may still be on the reels. I don't know. But it's kind of just like,
oh, shit,
what the song wants to say. It's like, I'm not even really present. Like, I catch myself all the time, like, not even really, like, being all the way, like, conscious. I'm just in a certain creative state. I'm in this vibe where it's like...
Give me a second, I dropped the blunt.
No, you're great. Get it. Grab it.
I'm stupid.
Oh, no. You're perfect. I thought maybe you had needed it. I was like,
oh, no, I was trying to get it to its home.
Get that. But I was super inspired off that. You know, and it's just like I said, we both are alt junkies, and I can't wait to dig into your... some of your favorite alt songs. I'm just wondering.
Listen, I just remembered you mentioned one of your top five is Prince.
Come on.
That's what I was about to be like.
My niece has my Prince shirt on right now. I wish she would come on, but she won't. She's a Cancer.
She won't. Yeah. I love... When Michael Jackson died and it interrupted my program, I was like, fuck, that is a bummer. Like, you know, I was legitimately like, damn, Michael's dead. When Prince died,
woo! Did the industry not completely lose their fucking, did not something?
It was a shift in like life. And a little bit of me was like not that surprised, because I do believe in things happening in threes. And his prodigy just died like a little bit before that.
Prince's prodigy.
So it was just kind of like. Protege, that's what I'm gonna say. I just was on the phone with my mom bawling, like, he's not dead, they're fucked up.
It's very, like, I don't wanna say surreal, you know, and I know that Prince is fine because he was damn near levitating. He was levitating in 3D, so I know he's fine in 9 and 11D. You know, it's just my human heart that breaks, you know, but it's like, I wonder just like, sometimes it's like, I feel like his energy was so present, it's like, damn, he really gone.
Yeah.
Like, you really gone.
I was hurt. I got his guitar tatted on my calf because I think a lot of people don't realize how dope of a guitarist this man was.
This man was like fucking how insane, like, in the best way.
I was reading an interview, and I don't remember which song it was, or I think it was just a general question. Someone asked him about, like, some of the riffs and shit that he puts together. And he was just like, sometimes that shit is just off the dome. Like, just, I don't know. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing half the time, but it just is feeling correct.
Musicianship on 10,000. I don't know. I think he plays like 50 something instruments or something like
that. Yeah, he just. So yeah, I remembered what I wanted to say earlier. And then you talking about, I would love to dive into music more. So we definitely need to have a follow up and just talk about music and how it definitely moves us as individuals and black women. Because if I haven't learned so much from last year, like, it's
speak on it.
Music is black art. Art is black people. Mm. I'm sorry, white people. I love y'all.
I love y'all.
You gotta thank us for whatever swag that you got. I don't know.
We birthed it all.
And the idea to tan.
Not only did we birth it, but it was something that our communities were doing for eons, and it was demonized, and we were killed, we were stolen, we were destroyed because of it. And so when we see things that are popping off now that, you know, your average white man or woman has the privilege and just the way that they show up to receive those things while our people are still locked up behind cannabis. Meanwhile, you know, you're farming from a white-owned cannabis farm. Why don't you just switch the narrative a little bit and fuck with a black-owned cannabis farm? And, like, just let me say in this moment, because I feel like I'm channeling her, just shout out my mentor, Lizzie Jeff. Shout out my big sister, Moonflower Vibes. You know, shout out Zen and Kush. Like, this is my family. This is my foundation. And the vibe that you see and the social justice that you're hearing and the wisdom that I'm sharing is something that I learned directly from Lizzie Jeff, from Zen and Kush, from the entire Z and K family, from Moonflower. Shout out Moon, she's doing her crazy. Everybody go to moonflowervibes.com right now. Waste Beads by Moonflower if you can't tell.
And they're gorgeous.
Waste Beads by Moonflower if you can't tell.
They're gorgeous. Waste Look at this. If you, and we know y'all love them Waste Beads, so don't be
you
don't
know what
be
I'm saying, so
sleep on my girl.
Just to give them that credit real quick, because it's like, Exactly. Like, art is the people, the community. And, like, you know, but go ahead. You know, you just got me thinking about Breonna Taylor. You really did. Like, I don't know. I just felt like you just, like, channeled her energy or something. I don't know what you were thinking about, but, like, I feel a vibration. But
we can't do this again. This is just too much.
I love you. I love it.
It's so much.
It is.
Well, listen, I am so very happy to have had you.
Thank you.
Chat with me Thank on you. Both our platforms. Because exactly. You brought up your
I just
two.
Pulled up my live.
Listen, this is called cross-promoting.
Exactly.
Cross-promoting.
And where I fit in.
And what you also just heard, artists, Louisville artists, is someone who can create music. And master mix produce music. So definitely you have a gem right here. As you have many gems, but you have this gem that I care about at this moment. And I'm just saying, you have someone of multiple talents and someone who definitely is going to be a great addition to your next track, your next jam, your next bop, whatever the hell it is that you're making.
You're so kind.
Contact Ashton Marie.
So sweet.
She Thank is you. Actually tagged in this post, so you can just go and click right on her page, and there you go. So since I mentioned page, go ahead and plug yourself. Where can people find you?
Okay, yes. You can find me on Instagram at Astamari, Astemariii. So three I's, because you have three I's. Remember that. Astemar, three I's.
I love it. I'm about to go add two more I's in my name.
Yeah. Hey!
I swear to God.
We're aligned yet again with the A and the M and the I. We're aligned. And I feel aligned with you. We might even have the same bloodline. Who knows?
Listen, we might.
So, and then on all platforms, like on your preferred music platform, it's just Astemari with a space in between. Astemari. But yeah, you tap it on my Instagram. You got it. Linktree.
That's where all of the music is, y'all.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all stay tuned. Now also, go check that shit out for when the single drops. And because my bitch just moving her own motion and ocean. She gave you a time span of 24, or you gave that to me, 24 to 48 hours.
Yes.
So you gotta just be intentional when you go and look for new music then, I guess.
The mirror show, y'all. Tapping to it all the time. You see it. Go ahead and follow. Go ahead and tap on in. This is the most poppin' it's ever been, so the vibration is very strong, clearly.
Very
tap
strong.
Tap in, and thank y'all for supporting always.
Oh.
And thank you for holding the space, let me say that, because you're a gem to the community. You model wholeness, you model independence, you model capitalism and big boss mentality, big boss sauce. It gives big boss. This woman is here to stay.
The validation.
And let's just clap it up for Wave That Influx. As we call in more abundance and prosperity. So shout out to you.
Thank you so much. When that gets up and coming and up and running with that, you're definitely coming on to there. It'll be so
dope. My spot.
So dope. We just can't bring incense and so on.
Incense on the inside.
Or anything that smokes.
Got you.
And alcohol.
Yes, I am a crazy Pisces, but I do like to follow rules, so.
I have to.
There's so much that I
have
to talk to you about, right? Exactly.
So, with that, y'all,
we're
going to go ahead and sign the fuck up off here.
Right.
Y'all know I'll go ahead and plug myself this way.
Plug it.
Both ways. I'm going to try.
Please.
Please follow me on Instagram at The One Amir Show, because it's the only one that matters. One more time for anyone who did not hear me. At The One Amir Show, because it's the only one that matters. And you can go visit my website. That link is in the bio, www.theamirashow.com, for all types of content. I'm talking past twerk videos. I need to put more on there. Twerk videos.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
We are our own people on that damn website, I swear. I also just uploaded my OnlyFans onto there. You can find
who
that is. Click that shit. Selling bedroom candy toys.
Go off.
Well, I should start. But I have the profile on there for anyone.
Okay.
So, yeah, y'all can go visit that, especially also most importantly for past episodes.
Right. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. So, please go follow, check it out. Thank you so much for being on my show, Astra Marie. I really appreciate it.
The only one that matters. That's
the only one that matters.
That's the only one that matters.
All right, y'all. Please y'all have a great rest of your Monday. And it's all love. Bye-bye.